I don't know if you know the feeling. When someone, finally, out of the blue, comes into your life and gives you what you haven't been able to get from anyone, even though you have been trying and trying and trying. In vain. And then you feel love. No, I mean love. If I could, I would make the letters as big as a house. Love. Really. You see, my soul correction, end quote, forget thyself, end quote, instructs me to listen to someone smarter than me, so I don't have to learn everything the hard way, but, of course, listening to the instructions is not part of my soul correction, in fact the opposite of it. So all my life, all the 72 years, I have been a somewhat dumb person, making mistakes of my own design, all the while hoping for someone I can trust to guide me. It is true that I have source. But I also wanted a person. My linchpin issue, my case, the next boulder to scale, is in quote, no matter what I do. It won't work, it doesn't work, so why bother question mark and quote. All my troubles, all my griefs, all my misfortunes, all my upsets were of my own making, my own design. Unconscious design. To make this and quote, no matter what I do dot 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 and quote, lie appear to be true. So I can indulge a little more in being a victim. Like this morning I woke up but didn't immediately get up, but continued the thread my consciousness started while I slept, to get to the core, to the absolute seed level of why people are jerked by a machine that could also run smoothly. And then I got up, and didn't see it necessary to write it down, and guess what? Now I can't remember what it was. I would laugh if it were really funny. But it is sad funny. Because here I go again. Ugh. My unquote, luck unquote, started to turn around in September, around my 72nd birthday. I committed, earnestly, to obey Source. And to help heal myself so I can work another 10 years, or however many years I can, to do this experiment, turning Homo sapiens, living miserably on the horizontal plane, to human being, living mostly on the vertical plane. To bring in the 1,000 years of peace, an evolutionary concept, from the Bible. Back then, somehow, I have no idea how, out of the blue, I started to see the potential of listening to this dude. He is weird like me, in a lot of ways. Not in person, by the way, in his emails. I started to have a little bit of desire, a tiny flame of desire, to become all I can become, regardless of who I have been. Regardless of what I thought was possible for me. To start listening to what someone else thought was possible for me. Listening to Source, this dude, maybe even my students. There is something in how you are listened when you are a teacher, that is either an ego trip, or a straitjacket, or, as in my case, an honest expectation for me to be the one who'll take them to the promised land. And find empowerment in that. It seems that my 1,000 years of peace began when I turned 72. Let's see if we can turn what seems to be predictable, probably, almost certain for you, forever being trapped in the misery. In the end quote, no matter what you do you can't get what you want dot end quote. So after I stopped grieving that I lost the missing piece I saw so clearly this morning, lol, I opened this dude's email, his name is Ben Settle, and I was, instantly, taken to see what I haven't seen. Not in the morning, not, maybe, ever. If I were religious, I would say, thank God, of whatever inane things religious people say. I am not religious, so I look at this differently. I picked a dude, Ben, who is, in many ways, ahead of me. And whether he knows it or not, his every word proves to be something I didn't know. T. Harv Eker said something incredibly impactful. He said, when something is not working, there is something you don't know. I prefer to change it to end quote, there is something you don't see. End quote. But it means the same. Most people pick someone to teach them or coach them, who will put them at ease, make them right, encourage their dreams, justify their failures, allay their fears, confirm their suspicions, help them throw rocks at their enemies. But while as a sales pitch, or as a persuasion technique this works, it doesn't work in teaching. If it is true, that when something is not working, there is something you don't see, and if it is true, as I say, that whatever you need to see will not be good news. That whatever you need to see will piss you off. Then the sales pitch access to teaching is not going to work. You, as a teacher, need to be willing to piss off your students. Royally. But with a sense of measure. Piss them off just enough so they can still think, so they can still look. So they can start seeing what they haven't seen. It's a dance. It's a little bit like playing ping pong with your student, and when they are enjoying the game most, slam down the ball in a way that it goes way past them. Now they see that they were in a delusional state with you, thinking that they are a match to you, a match to the game. And some students take it better than others. It depends on their soul correction, by the way. Mayanquat, removing hatred and quat, students are the worst at this, the worst at seeing that slamming the ping pong ball is needed, they are the most delusional of all the soul corrections. The second most vulnerable is unquat, building bridges and quat. The fastest to take correction are the unquat, sexual energy and quat, people. At least it seems that way. The slowest? There is a veritable competition on that front. Oops, I just noticed I didn't say what this dude, Ben said last, that I rushed to write this article. It being almost Christmas, and being that you have to watch the movie Unquat, It's a Beautiful World Unquat, or else it's not Christmas, there is something to hear that you have not paid attention to, but would alter your life if you did. The movie starts with this angel, Clarence, ready to earn his wings, is about rush off to help her hero played by James Stewart. George Bailey is his name, and he is contemplating killing himself. Clarence, a knucklehead like you and me, is really eager to help. Even though he has no idea how, he has no idea who he is about to help. So another angel, Joseph, asks him to sit down, and tells him, Unquat, if you're going to help a man, you want to know something about him, don't you? Unquat. Oops, you say. Because, if you are taking a hint, you recognize that your whole life story can be told through incidents where you rushed into action, rushed into conclusions, rushed into upsets, rushed into giving, rushed into all kinds of stupid things, without ever finding out really what's going on, without knowing anything about anything. And your life story is not a happy one, am I right about that? I listened to 4 stories this morning, recorded partner calls. Each and every one of them was a story of the student rushing into something without looking first. This could be considered the number one way we maintained our resemblance to the apes. The monkey people, Bundaberg, of the Jungle Book, where their scatterbrained anarchy causes them to be treated as pariahs by the rest of the jungle. Their foolish and chattering ways are illustrated by their slogan, Unquat, we are great. We are free. We are wonderful. We are the most wonderful people in all the jungle. We all say so, and so it must be true. Bundaberg communicate almost entirely through the repetition of other animals' speech. Unquat. Yeah. Every single one of us is a Bundaberg. Monkey people. The only difference is whether you chatter audibly or in your head. And every single one of us is a racketeer. A racket is an insidious machine construct. On the surface it makes you suffer. But that part is the smokescreen. In the back room every time you successfully ran your racket, you laugh and celebrate. If you listen, keenly, there is always a chuckle when the racket runs or has run. You may claim that you are the victim, but the truth is, you are the perpetrator. Okay. Too much information? Yes, sorry. What should you do if you recognize some of the misery I am mentioning in this article? You should consider signing up to the playground. I may accept you. And I may not. If you are not entirely a beginner in this topic of causing transformation by revealing the invisible dynamic, your best bet is this, the shortest way is to come to the explorative/investigative webinar, where you can have a one-on-one conversation with me. I won't admit everyone. I'll muscle test if you can be in the webinar, maybe more than one, or not. I will have an exclusive for my playground students, they are advanced, so the conversations will be much shorter. And then, depending on how many people sign up, I'll have 1 or 2 for people who are not in the playground. So go take the plunge, take the first step. Get your Bach profile special https://www.yourvibration.com/1/Bach profile. If you already have your recent, December 2019, Bach profile, and you are not in the playground, you can buy your ticket to the groundbreaking Bach investigative webinar here. Be considered for the Bach investigative webinar https://yourvibration.thrivecart.com/Bach investigative webinar/.